Quilts in history tell stories. One of the earliest known quilts came from Sicily in the 13th century, with medieval legends depicted, castles, ships, wars. While the modern-day quilt artist Bisa Butler creates vibrant portraits with layered textiles, brilliant colors, to piece together culture and art and history of how African Americans tell their stories. Butler has exhibited her quilts at the Art Institute of Chicago, at the Smithsonian in D.C., and now in New York City at the Jeffrey Deitch Gallery. Bisa Butler joins us now from her studio in New Jersey. Bisa Butler, so good to have you.
So good to be here. Thanks for inviting me, Scott.
Your quilts, I have to say, they're visual explosions. You take electric colors of kente cloth, other African fabrics, and you layer them on top of one another, often taking old black and white photos and remaking them into these technicolor mosaics. And you have said you try to link the diaspora together, to sew it together within a quilt. What do you mean?
I come from a background. My mother was from New Orleans. My father was from Ghana. And so I come from a pretty international family. And the fabrics that surrounded my life were fabrics that you would see in Louisiana or women would wear when they go out, silks and satins and lace. And a men's suit would be like gabardine or some really fine wool. Whereas on my father's side of the family, like dress clothes would be woven African print, Dutch African wax fabrics. So when I create a portrait, I'm unknowingly at first creating a portrait of the diaspora, but originally was a portrait using fabric from my life.
When you're looking through photos to work with, old photos of individuals or groups of persons, what do you look for in their faces, in their eyes?
Well, I started looking through the National Archives of African Americans from the 1950s back to World War I and even some photos from the Civil War. And the photos that drew me in were taken by some of America's best known photographers, like Gordon Parks and Dorothea Lange and Russell Lee. And so they have a beautiful eye. And I'm looking for that human connection, that sense of humanity and compassion. And that's what draws me in. It can be a gaze. It can be something in their eyes, really, that call to me. And I might just see a young child and think, this child has the biggest, darkest, sweetest eyes, and I need to make art of this. Or I came across photos of a young Frederick Douglass when he was about 28. And it was almost like he slaps you. The gaze is so piercing and so powerful that it made me stop and realized that I had really no idea who Frederick Douglass really was. And looking into his eyes, this is him when he's still a fugitive slave, you see that fire in him and the defiance and the refusal to be a slave. And you can see that in the gaze, and it's really striking.
Boy, you're talking about it. I looked at and have been drawn to the Harlem Hellfighters quilt of the 369th Infantry during the Great War, you know, World War I. And there, what is the word? There is a determination on the faces of these young men.
Absolutely. I saw the photo again, National Archives, wartime photo. These are guys on their way back from war. They were getting ready to march down Fifth Avenue to an audience, an integrated audience, which had never been done for Black soldiers to be cheered on by a Black and white audience. And they were on top of the world, and you can feel it. Mm.
So to understand your process, do you actually blow up the photo to look at it, think about it, and then you use your fabrics to colorize and texturize these photos, yeah?
Exactly. So if I'm making a 10-foot tall quilt, I'll blow up that photo to 10 feet tall in my studio. And I really like to get into the palette to describe a mood. If I think somebody is like cool and chill, more laid back. I might use blues and greens and aquas. If I want to say that I feel like this person is wild for the night, that's a term that we use, but somebody that has very high energy, very assertive, maybe even a powerful person, a leader, I might use more reds. I'm thinking of passion, and I'm also thinking of anger, so I'll use red and fuchsia and fluorescence.
And I want to ask you briefly about quilts as objects with meaning. Mm-hmm. Is there something about the object, the quilt, that helps us tell time in a way?
Quilts traditionally were made of necessity. Everybody in the community who would quilt, they would join a quilting bee and they would bring little scraps that they could spare. And these spare bits of fabric are remnants of their lives. And I would say quilts do tell time and tell a story. People respond to quilts because we recognize the fabrics within them. If I make a quilt using pieces of worn denim and flannel and burlap, you know what burlap feels like and how denim can get that worn. So it makes you start thinking of work or maybe of somebody working on a farm. And these things help me communicate with people and tell stories about who I'm trying to portray. If I make a quilt and I use pieces of satin and lace and sequins, and I've been even using a sparkly vinyl, it might make you think of something like a disco or somebody whose life was a lot more glamorous and a lot more fast-paced. And I find that quilts, they comfort us, and they also tell us a story about who made that quilt. And in my case, because these are portraits, I'm also trying to say something about who the subject is.
In your current exhibit in New York, I saw an image of one piece. I believe, is it a young woman with these old school spectacles and the top hat?
I absolutely love that piece. It's a young girl. Her name is Ella. Ella might be around 9 at this time. She had the most dynamic expression on her face that really was like, here I am. Like, she looks like a little young warrior princess. And her clothing, like you mentioned, the top hat, her mother buys vintage clothing and takes these photos that look like they were the junior members of Jimi Hendrix's band. I just fell in love with that and really had a lot of fun making a portrait of her.
What do you want people to feel or to ask themselves when they see your work?
I want, when people see my work, to realize that they are seeing a portrayal of African Americans from an inside view, an insider's depiction. These are people who I know and understand. If they look proud, or they look beautiful, or they look thoughtful, or even if they look sad or they look happy, I'm trying to show the varied expressions and varied personalities that can encompass a human being. I think sometimes when people look at my quilts, it's almost like they're seeing a mirror of their own wants and desires, and they're seeing mirrors of beauty. And I think there's a resonance and a humanity there. And I want them to ask themselves or challenge themselves to see this humanity in walking human beings who they might pass on the street.
We have been talking to artist Bisa Butler about her remarkable, quilted, brilliantly colored portraits. And you have to go to our website, hereandnow.org, to see the images and to get a link to her site. Bisa Butler, great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I had a ball.